Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And we are Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, and this one's brought to you with support from Carol Butler of Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title, your real estate resource. And joining us here in the studio this morning is Lowland Hum. How are you guys? Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having us. We are well.
Most definitely. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
We're going to start with a song called Folded Flowers.
Excellent. Here is Lowland Hum here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Picture the inside of a beehive, odor amber light, perfection in a clock design, whatever helps you sleep at night. You're a beehive. Let me just see your calm face. Remember that it is not a race. We're just folded flowers, folded flowers. Sometimes in my dreams, people don't have faces. Features are blurred. I can't make out the shapes. It doesn't bother me much. It's just like my waking life. People all around me. Let me just see your calm face. Remember that it is not.
Wow. Hunter at Sunrise here with Lowland Hum, or should I say Lauren and Daniel Goins. Thank you so much for coming here today. This is awesome.
We're so glad to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on the heels of you releasing your new album, Thin.
Yes.
Now, this is actually the third album, is this right? Or the third record, I should say, like since 2013?
Uh-huh.
Yes, this is the third full length, and we put out one EP in 2014 also.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a lot of writing. You guys must write a lot.
We try to be writing consistently pretty much year round. We try to. I mean, we're not always consistent, but we try to be.
How do you fit on the performances into all that writing? It sounds like you're mostly writing.
A lot of green room writing, a lot of sound check, like, and then you're messing with songs before you're playing, and
more like fitting the writing around the performances.
Yeah.
Do you ever write in the car?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Kind of phrases, just like little ideas we'll start and then kind of tease them out later. And we try to do a few writing retreats a year where we go somewhere and write for 4 or 5 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
And then walk around a lot. And those times are kind of where we take a bunch of snippets and try to turn them into songs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys are married.
Yeah. We are.
You start playing together almost immediately, or what was the process there, I guess?
Before we got married, Daniel convinced me to sing some harmonies on an album he was recording of his solo stuff, and then somehow he convinced me to start performing those songs with him, and then we got married, and we started writing together, and pretty much that's been our marriage, is working together and writing together.
Well, and Lauren's being modest, because what really happened is she was first singing harmonies, then she started changing all my songs, making them better. Then we started writing every song together.
Isn't that always how it goes?
And then I was like, this is not my music anymore. I think we need to form a different band. And so that's kind of, that happened in really on the road in 2012, singing my songs. We realized this is no longer whatever that was, and so we became Lowland Hum at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I read that you, I guess, Daniel, struck up a conversation with her at a party after you heard her humming to herself. Is that true?
Yeah, so it was actually her party. She was going to study abroad in France, and I just crashed. I didn't know her, but I just had moved back to North Carolina. I was in a band, and we lived in Nashville, and then I moved back. Mm-hmm. Was just looking for friends and kind of just tagged along with a friend of mine to Lauren's party. And she was singing along to this recording, and I was doing what I do at parties, which is just stand near the speakers and try not to say anything weird and just kind of listen to music. And I heard this harmony on, I knew the song, but I was like, this song doesn't have a harmony. And I just heard this beautiful harmony. I turned around and it was Lauren just sort of ad-libbing. So I knew she could sing, but
I didn't know he could hear me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, she wasn't like on the table singing for the party or anything like that.
Welcome
She's
to my
very
party.
Shy.
Now I'll sing for you.
Well, I've had that happen. You know, you're at some place and there's some music playing, and you hear somebody just kind of in the periphery, kind of humming along or singing along, and you kind of turn to see who is that.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool how that happened. Is that how? How did you get the name Lowland Hum?
When we knew we wanted to kind of form a new, like, identity for what we were doing, we thought for a long time about different name possibilities. But it's kind of a weird task to try to name something when you don't know what it's even going to look like in the future, or like what you'll make.
Right.
I think we spent a lot of nights looking through dictionaries at all these different words and stuff.
Wow.
But one morning, sitting up in bed, I just saw the words lowland and hum side by side in my imagination.
Wow.
And those weren't words we'd kind of been exploring, and they just seemed to fit really well. We sat with it for a while, and it kind of seemed to be of the right.
I mean, we now have lots of explanations about that, but they honestly came after the name.
Yeah.
So,
at the time, we just thought, I think this is right.
It felt right, and then we did like kind of think about it for a few weeks and then decided, you know, we think this is right. And I think since then we've realized, you know, a lot of the subject matter we write about are these kind of hard-to-express things, sort of mysterious things like
dreams.
Dreams, memory.
I mentioned dreams in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Identity.
And identity. We were trying to, you know, we got married and then hit the road a month later. and we're getting to know each other while performing for people. So we're trying to figure out, who are we together now? How can we both be ourselves without diminishing the other or drowning the other person out? And so I think all those
forming
questions,
like a joint identity, and also maintaining our own individual identities.
Wow.
I think the collaboration,
it's very
deep, you know, and just trying to figure out, how do you not feel totally untethered if you're always in a different city every day and all these kind of things. I think Lowland Hum seemed to point to some kind of connecting electricity underneath everything. But again, that was after.
Much.
Yeah.
That was in conversations on the road more than leading to
it,
the name.
Well, the title of the new record is Thin. What made you decide to call the record Thin? I assume there's maybe some reference to that in the song somewhere, right?
I think I studied English in school, and part of the idea, there's a song called Thin Places on the record, and Thin
right,
Places,
I see that. Yes.
I learned in this like Celtic mythology class that like thin places are kind of places where people used to believe that you could see through, like basically see into another realm.
Wow.
So people would go into the woods and kind of think, there's this one place in the woods, and I'm just trying to find it again because I saw into this other world this one night or something like that. And that's always intrigued me. So I think that was kind of in the back of my mind. But it has to do a lot with kind of frailty and fatigue. We toured 10 months in 2014 and then 11 months in 2015. And we were just kind of coming unraveled, honestly. So it's kind of like this realization that these threadbare places of kind of weakness, a lot is discovered in that state. And you're able to sort of admit your smallness. And that's scary kind of at first. And then it's a huge relief because you realize you really have very little control over anything. And you just can offer your little thing, and that's it.
Wow. Man, you think a lot.
Lots of time in the car.
Yeah, I mean, if you drive 6 hours a day, I mean, it's,
We're talking with Lowland Hum here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another song for us here?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
Which song is this? Now, I think you're going to do the Palm Lines, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
This is the first song I played by you. It was a single, right?
Yeah, it was the first single.
Excellent. Well, here's Lowland Hum here on Hunter at Sunrise.
You held out your hand like a teacup turned skyward. Palm lines mirror the rise and fall of the land. We imagined ourselves tiny in your hand, climbing the terrain of your soft skin. Meanwhile, carried forward safely within. Weariness, hitchhiker, was our guest all year.
If I lose my sight, will the shadow draw me in? One foot in front of the other, my darling. Lift up your face so the sun can shine on it. Frailty is a friend who makes you sleep until the morning. The valley is dry, but a steady rain is coming, coming, coming. One foot in front of the other, my darling. One foot in front the other, my darling. One foot in front of the other, my darling. One foot in front of the other, my darling. Darling,
my darling, will the shadow draw me?
Darling,
if I lose my
darling.
Shadow draw me,
darling.
If I lose my
darling,
will the shadow draw me,
darling.
If I lose my
darling,
will the shadow draw me,
darling, darling, darling.
Wow. Lola and Hum here on Hunter at Sunrise. So now you guys live in Charlottesville, is that true?
Yes, we do.
What made you move from Greensboro to Charlottesville?
I guess the first 2 years of our marriage, we were living in Greensboro, touring a lot, and just feeling really isolated. Mm-hmm. And we had some friends in Charlottesville, and we toured through Charlottesville quite a bit. And a friend who lived there told us about this artists in residency program with a group called New City Arts Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sounded like a good way for us to be connected with other artists. And part of the residency is that you had this co-working space with several other artists in residence. And we just thought it would be a nice thing to try. So we applied and we got accepted and moved. And then we loved it. So we're still there.
Charlottesville's a very nice, quaint town, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's got UVA there, which gives it a college feel.
Yeah.
Definitely a college feel.
It has a really good, strong art scene that we've been really thankful to get to be connected to.
Yeah. So what is the process you guys go through to write songs? It seems like maybe one of you handles the lyrics and the other the melodies, or how do you do that?
It's really all a collaboration. And it's different for each song. So generally the momentum for a song will start with one or the other of us. And because I play guitar, we have like hundreds of voice memos that are just like little random guitar sort of starting points.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of mysterious. I don't know where those come from. We're kind of like practicing something and then I just play something I've never played before. It just is sort of from some other place. I don't really understand it. But one of us will sort of take one of those and then see if we can start finding some momentum. But interestingly, we have realized that the best way to both feel represented in what we make is to kind of stop that momentum pretty soon after it starts and sort of invite the other person into that. So if I get some idea for for some kind of direction for a song, I may write a couple lines and start kind of getting closer on a melody and then say, Lauren, check this out, and then sort of let her take it and mess with it a little bit. And we pass it back and forth a few times often. Mm-hmm. and then kind of we'll sit down together to finish it. That seems to be the kind of pattern that's emerging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Certain subjects seem to lend themselves more to one or the other of us. For instance, there's some songs are uniquely from a woman's perspective that we have. And so on that song, on a song like that, I wouldn't really offer anything except for editing, or that this line isn't clear to me. You know, what's going on here, that kind of thought.
But, kind of like a producer.
Yeah, kind of. And Lauren will do the same if I'm writing about something that, you know, I turned 30 and wrote this song called 30 Years Old. It didn't make it on the album, but Lauren is not 30, so she's like, I'm not going to write on this one. And I'm like, that makes sense to me. but she, you know, helps edit and
experience to add to that song.
But it's really a, I can say now without qualification, it's a complete collaboration. We produced the record together. We engineered the record together, wrote the record together, and arranged it all together. And, and on other records, I took a, especially on our first record, I took a stronger, I just had more of a, more input because I was doing music before, and I produced records for other bands when we're not on tour.
Right.
And so I kind of acted as producer. But on this record, everything was co. So we've been like just chomping at the bit to release it. And we, this has been like an incredibly celebratory weekend. And this is a great, great ending to that, to be with you guys here.
Well, thank you very much. And we're glad you're here. Do you always perform as a duo, or do you have other people that you collaborate with, say, for a live performance?
Now we just perform as a duo. There was a season in 2015, I guess it was, when we, the album we'd recorded then had a rhythm section on it, and so we hired them to come on the road with us for a couple tours, and or really just a long tour split into some sections. But we kind of realized that the best way forward for us was just to remain a duo. And so this album is really coming out of those discussions. We really tried to limit ourselves to what we could do, just the two of us on the recordings.
You seem to be getting a lot of attention. I saw that the NPR did a review, and I guess you were on the Tiny Desk concerts, or did you do something like that? Or?
Yeah, we did. We did Tiny Desk in 2014, actually. And that was a huge honor. I mean, we couldn't even believe we were there, and pretty intimidating, but also a total honor. Yeah, and we've been really thankful for NPR's support, and you know, you kind of. You dream of that kind of thing, and you hope that you can make something that someone would draw attention to, because you really pour all you have. For us, we just pour everything we have into what we make, but it's an incredible gift to us that they would engage with it and share it with their viewers.
Yeah. We're talking with Lauren and Daniel Goins here at Lowland Hum. Would you like to do one more song for us here?
Yeah, sure. That'd be wonderful.
And which one is this? And I assume this is also on the new album.
Yes, it is. It's called Vita Vu. It's named after a state park in Wyoming that we visited toward the tail end of a really long tour.
Okay. So. Great. Here's Lowland Hum here on Hunter at Sunrise.
wish you. Mind weak, words too soft to reach you.
Wow. Lowell and Tom here on Hunter at Sunrise. Wow, I really appreciate you guys doing this today. Driving all the way down here from Charlottesville and being on the show. This has been cool.
We're grateful to be here.
Yeah, you're so welcome. We're so thankful that you'd have us.
Well, the name of the album is Thin, and you can get it most anywhere. I guess you also have a website where you can buy this, yes?
Mm-hmm.
We do.
What is the... I'm sorry, what is that?
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, I apologize. I stepped on you. I'm sorry. Go on.
It's lowlandhum.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and I really wish you all the best with this new record. And where do you think you guys are going to go from this?
Well, we're doing a headline tour, and then we're opening for Jessica Hoop for a couple days in the Midwest, and then we're opening for this duo from Texas called Penny and Sparrow. And
yes, I've heard of them. Actually, I've played them on the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That takes us out to Texas and up to sort of the lower part of the Midwest. And our headline tour is before all that, and it goes up the East Coast, up to Boston. And we also hit Philly, Pittsburgh, Atlanta. Yeah. All the tour dates are on lowlandhum.com.
You guys are busy.
Well, we're about to be.
We hope to be. We want to play everywhere.
Wow. Think you'll go to Europe and play? Have you been to Europe and played?
We haven't been to Europe yet, but we just signed with a German booking agent, and so we will be in Europe in November. Mm-hmm. We know we'll be in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria, but we don't know yet, and we're hoping to do a little more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I wish you the best.
Thank you.
And the name
so
of the album is Thin, and actually it went on sale on iTunes just as we're speaking here today. It did it a couple of days ago, so... Thank you so much again for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lowell and Tom here on Hunter at Sunrise.